talked about how good their defense is. Specifically, what impresses you about them?
I'm looking at the linebackers, people that I'll face, and obviously the safeties are sound, and my man with the hair is remarkable. But I look at the backers, and the backers are sound. The backers can play. They make plays. And so that has been a big part of that team.
Does he get high grades for his hair?
It doesn't diminish. I think it sort of adds an air of what they are about on defense, sort of letting it all hang out. And they've done a great job of that.
Hey, Cal, if he happens to make an interception, you going to pull his hair to take him down?
Well, I actually asked this question before. I'm not going to go for his hair, but if I get his hair, he let it out. I mean, if he wants to wrap it up, he got to wrap it up. I'm not talking trash. But, I mean, we're going to try to make the tackle. How about this? We keep him from getting the pick.
There you go.
And we do our job on offense. That'd be the goal.
Kyle, are there too many members of the media, Kyle? Are there too many of us in here? Should they put a cap on the members of media allowed in here?
Well, you guys have a job to do. We have a job to do. I thought that it might be best if there was a separate room where if you get requested, you have to go. You're obligated to go. Just simply because sometimes, you know, we want to relax and get your mind right prior to practice. I understand, though, you guys have a responsibility.
Do you prepare answers for us beforehand? Like, say, if they ask me this, I'm going to say this, or you just wing it?
I try to think about things. See, the thing that they don't always understand about us athletes is we do have brains. And sometimes I try to contemplate the situation and the competition. And then with an idea in my head, I try to state that to you guys when you ask the questions.
You have to be careful what you say, though?
Do I have to be careful what you say? I think you always have to watch your words in this day and age, particularly when there's a lot of cameras in your face and what you're saying is being recorded.
Kyle, I don't know if you were asked this question before, but is this sort of like a revenge game for you guys?
Some people are focusing on this game as a bit of a revenge game. I think more so focus on it as a tough game against a great team that can really explode on you. I think their last home game, well, they played a Kansas City team that I respect tremendously, and they really put a pounder on in Pittsburgh. So that's one thing you can focus on if you want to think about revenge, go in there, think of revenge, and you come out, you hope you come out walking. So, I mean, they can really be explosive in general, and they can definitely be explosive at home in Pittsburgh. So I respect them too much. I'm just going for revenge. I mean, if it comes down to that for some guys, then that's their mentality, and I don't find anything wrong with that, but that's not my own.
How are you feeling with your ankle?
Still coming back. It's a process. Bit of a high ankle sprain. Got out there last week and was happy to be out there. It's great to throw the pads on and be in the stadium and run out. I don't know if it was at the level that I would like it to be. And so I got a little twisted up and felt a little weak. And so we're trying to continue to strengthen it and tape it as best you can. And once you make it through a game, you know you can. So that's really the goal.
So you made it through half the game. Do you think you'll be able to make it through the whole game this week, perhaps? What's your goal?
By the way, that sounds like a good goal. But you really want to be able to function, too. Just being out there is one thing, but you got to be able to. I was saying, well, I can push 240 pounds off my right ankle because I weigh about 240. But I got to be able to really push a 240-pound guy off my right ankle, so I need to have about 480 pounds of strength. So we're working towards 480, rather.
This is a 2-5 team, but their defense held the Raiders to under 100 yards last week. Are you preparing for just as ferocious a defense as you saw back in the AFC Championship game?
Without question. I think, if anything, they're as good as they were, if not better. They're good. They're solid. They're sound. They know what to do. They fly around the field. They execute. And defensively, they're a monster. So we're not going to try to underestimate them in any way, shape, or form. No, not at all. And that's the mentality as we prepare.
How surprising is it to you that you look at the game film and say, how in the world is this team 2-5?
That's really the question. How are they? Well, I mean, we know turnovers have been a factor. But that's one less reason to think you're just going to go over there and trample over them because of their record. NFL, anybody can win any given Sunday, and we know that, we have accepted that, but with a team like this, they're really a sound, quality team that just doesn't have a great record.
You said to me before the Patriots game, you said, Eric, I always say every week, every game's a big game, but this one is a really big game. Does this game qualify as not just player speak? Is this one of those big games for you, especially with the AFC Championship game last year?
I think more so this is a big game because you have two teams whose backs are against the wall, and that's how I would focus on it. Usually in the NFL, great teams don't want to lose two games in a row, and we lost our what many would call and deem a heartbreaker last week. And they're in a position where if they lose too many more games, their potential for trying to make another Super Bowl run will be dashed. So you had two teams with their backs up against the wall from a certain standpoint, and I think that's what would make this a big game.
But they're, you know, I say with all the respect, they're more desperate than you are. You're 5-2. They're 2-5.
Well, there's a sense of desperation that always exists in the NFL, and you all desperately have to seek victory each and every week. for several reasons. And I think that our reasons are true and their reasons are true. And so that's where I think a lot of the intensity in this game will come from.
How much can you take from last year's game film with the way that game unfolded? How much do you look at that? How much do you study it as opposed to maybe last year's game and then you're playing the same team again?
I think you keep it in the same perspective and in the same proportion that you do all film that you watch. So if you watched or if you've seen game film from a team you played last year, it weighed proportionally as much as you would the rest of the film that you're going to watch for the week. I mean, so there's a way to look at it. You don't overemphasize it.
That's true.
Are you pretty much diving the fact that they're part of you that wants to take some time off, get it all the way ready?
This guy. It's gonna, I've accepted the fact that it's going to be an issue all season.
I mean, but you're going to have to, like, basically play through it all season, is what I'm saying. And,
We hope that it gets strong. I mean, it's not damaged. So I mean, I'm hoping it continues to get strong. It's getting stronger every day. That's an interesting and sort of insulting question that you asked me. In all honesty, I'm supposed to accept that something's not going to get better, that I am trying to get better, even though, you know, it looks okay and it's getting better. What are you saying?
I didn't mean to be insulting. I'm just saying that, like, the pain that you have to basically play through, is that something that you just...
Well, I don't know if it's going to last all season. Okay. If it, you know, I don't, I wouldn't say that it would.
So it's not like a hamstring then, where hamstrings sometimes kind of linger.
Oh, I didn't say it wouldn't linger, but all season is a different question. I mean, it's friggin' November 1st. So, I mean, it's going to last, you know, is it painful? We're all dealing with pain. That's what we do. Football players, we tape it up and we try to get out there, regardless of, you know, how much discomfort we're in. But will it get better? You hope it gets better where you can fully function, and then you deal with it.